Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 15th day of the month of Cheshvan here in the United States. Now already, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 16th day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, at the now six Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Call is partially dedicated to the Refua Shalema for Yitzchak, David, ben Bela, Yaakov, Tzvi, ben Leah, and all in need of the Refua Shalema, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and they all in need of the Refua Shalema. As we've been sharing for the past few weeks, throughout the Shaloshim period, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call is dedicated to Lulei Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Hauer Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continue to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and share words of Chizuk, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Hauer's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Vila, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. I remember vividly, now coming up on almost 6 years, exactly where I was standing. Rabbi Hauer was not yet the Executive Vice President at the time. This was in March of 2020. He was the incoming. I believe he started about 2 months later. But he was already stepping in. We were on a conference call, and it was on that call thinking about how to respond to COVID, what role specifically our department, the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, could play. First thing Rabbi Hauer said was, we need a Tehillim call. And he turned to me and said, Naftali, is it something you can help out with? And so this call, 5.5+ years later, is very much his legacy and our davening and our learning. Each and every day is a schus for his neshama. May the words of our tefillos be a schus for his neshama and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ariel Shoshan of Avas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, as well as to share some thoughts and reflections on his relationship with Rabbi Hauer Zatzal. Following Rabbi Shoshan's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. The Mishaberach for our dear, special, and brave, unbelievable Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Shoshan will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which we will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shoshan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I'm going to share a story that happened to me recently. It's a story within a story that contains within a very powerful Torah idea. And has really already had a big impact on my own outlook on the world. And we'll see how closely it connects to Rabbi Hauer Zatzal. I've heard this story from a visitor, Zahar Kehila, the great Rebbe of the Toldos Mordechai Vision of Hasidim in Lakewood. And the Rebbe was visiting with us, and I was speaking with him about a certain challenge. And he told me that many years ago, as many of the people who are listening here are certainly familiar, the Panovitcher Rav was raising money throughout the entire world to build Torah again in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, after the destruction in Europe. And these are my words, but what could be a greater cause than that? And the Ponovitcherov was going from place to place, and it wasn't going as easily as he would have hoped it would go. It was a struggle. People didn't invest whatever they did to build the great Ponovitch Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And all the while, the Rav saw that a very well-known secular institution, very close to Bnei Brak, seemed to be having easy success of raising money and building buildings, one building after another going up into the sky, as the Ponovitcherov traveled across the whole globe to try to bring a few dollars together to build Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And so the Ponovitcherov went to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, who was the greatest of all of the Gedolim of the time, and whose yahrzeit is today, and that's part of the reason that I share with you this story. Ponovitcherov went to the Chazon Ish and told him, why is it that this secular institution is so successful, and we're struggling to bring together dollar after dollar with conversation after conversation? Chazon Ish told him that it is well known, many of us I'm sure know this, that throughout the land of Israel, in the time there were Ari Miklat, cities of refuge for those who murdered the Shogig accidentally, when the Ari Miklat were of consequence in Eretz Yisrael, there were signs throughout Eretz Yisrael, this way to the Ari Miklat, this way to the Ari Miklat, and so on. And the Chazon Ish asked, why was it that they had these signs for the Ari Miklat, but there were no signs on the direction to go to Yerushalayim? Jews had to go to Yerushalayim. They had to go to Yerushalayim to bring korbanos. They had to go to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel. And so it would make sense if there are signs to go to the cities of refuge, then there should be signs of how to go to Yerushalayim. The Ramban says in Parshas Re'eh that when the pasuk says L'shichno Sidrashu Uvasa Shama, to go to Yerushalayim, to go to the chosen place, L'shichno Sidrashu, you have to seek out the Shechina, Ramban says that the way it would go is that people would go from wherever they lived in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe they came from Chutz La'aretz, and they went on their way to Yerushalayim to another city. There was a city that was generally on the path, and in that city they would say, which way to Yerushalayim? Until they would be told to go to the next city that's in towards that direction, and then they would have another conversation. How do we get to Yerushalayim from here? That's the idea of the Shishno Sidrashu, that a person should be Dorish, should ask, how do I get to the Shechina? I don't yet know. You see, if there would be signs, there would not be these conversations. But people had to go and have conversation after conversation. How do I get to Yerushalayim? I have to bring korbanos. And the Chazon Ish explained to the Ponovitcherov the following idea. If there wouldn't be signs for the cities of refuge, the Ari Miklat, then a person would have to likewise ask in every city, wait a second, how do I get from here to the place that I'm going to? After all, I murdered the Shogig. There was a great calamity that happened, and I'm on my way to the Ir Miklat. How do I get there? But Hashem did not want that people should have to ask that question, because every conversation that they would bring up in one place after another, how do I get to the Ir Miklat if they would have to, everyone would include, I killed the Shogig. And Hashem doesn't want those kinds of conversations in the world, because they bring the world down. They're metami the world a little bit from each spreading of this idea that there was a murder and there was a transgression. How do I get to the city of refuge? So therefore, there are signs everywhere. You don't have to have any of those conversations. But when it comes to going to Yerushalayim, the Ratzon Hashem is that we will have those conversations. How do I get there? I have to ask again and again and again, how do I get there? And I'll tell somebody, we had a baby. My wife has to bring a carbon lettuce. We're on our way to Yerushalayim for Yontif. All kinds of good conversations would happen that we're on our way to seek the Shechina. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted those conversations. He wanted that the world would be lifted up, conversation after conversation, lifted up. So there are signs for the Ir Miklat so we don't have to talk about it. There are no signs for Yerushalayim so that we have to talk and spread the word of goodness of what is going on in the world. And so similarly, the Chazon Ish concluded with the Ponovitcherov. Therefore, this secular institution, it goes to seek money. And probably it gets 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million in a quick instance of asking one person, and one conversation covers it. But to build Torah and Eretz Yisrael, it will take conversation after conversation. You thought you would find the $1 million donor, but he ended up, he gave 50,000. I need to find another person. And so there have to be hundreds of conversations, but the net-net is that to build Torah and Eretz Yisrael, you're spreading the word of what we're accomplishing. You're being mekadesh the velt and mekadesh the world a little bit more with each and every conversation for things that Hashem wants to accomplish, but they shouldn't be spoken about. He gives an easy path. But the things that he wants us to speak about, sometimes the path could be more difficult, so we have to have more and more and more conversations. And we thought the fundraising would be easy, but it's not so easy, so that we'll spread more and more Kedusha into the world. I think the lesson for every one of us is very, very clear. We want things to be easy, but sometimes we have to find another conversation, another person to bring in to the cause. And that's good. It's good because the conversations themselves lift up the world, each word one after the other. Sometimes the path, if it would be easy, it would be short. But since it's more difficult, it's longer, and the world is filled with the sanctity that Hashem seeks for it. Of course, the application to Rabbi Hauer is so obvious. Rabbi Hauer everyone on this call was so blessed by his presence, by his impact, by his way. He was a person of unusual passion, with together with humility and a sense of always being calm. The Kiddush Hashem that came out from any interaction with Rabbi Hauer that we were all zocha to was so very, very, very great. And ultimately, as the voice of the Orthodox Union, he was really about all those conversations. He was about those shiurei Torah in his shul in Baltimore, the shiurim that was spread around the world through his own word, through the platforms that he created with all daf and all mishnah, the whole all Torah, all parsha platforms, through this call, conversation after conversation after conversation. He himself was conversation after conversation after conversation of Kedusha and Tahara, of Kiddush Shem Shamayim, of helping Jews, of making the world a better place. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted those conversations, and it's our responsibility to fill the world with continued conversations of sanctity, which lifts up the world one contact between two people at a time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will get great nachas, because ultimately we're trying to fill the world with godliness in the way of Rabbi Hauer and the way of all of our teachers, the way that we know how to do. We'll now continue with the Tehillim, beginning with the Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Manaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chosecha, ve'olasecha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chilvavecha, v'cho atasecha yimalei. Nimran rabbi shuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yanei u'mishmei kodcho Digburos yesha yemino Eila v'orechev ve'eila basusim V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Eima kore'u v'nafalu V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu Tehillim Kufchat Aleph, Psalm 121. Ir lamalos, esoinai el harim, me'ayin yovo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shomerecho. Ine lo yonum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecho. Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh v'yakeka v'yareach baloila. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha v'oecha me'ata v'ad olam. Yilam Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos Mimamakim kiosicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Teyeno znecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya. Adonai miyamod. Ki mecha atzlicha. Leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai. Ki visa nafshi. V'lidvaro hofalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim l'boker. Shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Achesed Verbeim Ofidus, Vehu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Anisunim Batro Bishivya, Omdim Mayam Ovim Bayavasha, המקום ירחמו בהם ויוצאים מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בעללו ויזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון. העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו מגבול אלמון ואבירון מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא ביבשה באוויר ובים. יתן אדוני אלוהינו ויבן הקומים אלינו ניגפי לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה בצוקה ומכל נגר, ומאכלו וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויתרם בחסר ישועה ובחרב הצלחון. ויקרא גם בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם מאויביכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך בחולין, will pause for you to insert the names of those for whom you're davening. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Uivarech V'yar Pesach Olim. Bavur, Shanachim Yisparlim, Badom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rechamim Aleyhem Lachlimam Laraposom, Lachskom Lachiosom, Yishlach Lahem, Meheru Rufbua Shneim Min HaShemayim, Lachol Evreim Lachol Gideim Sar Shorach L'Yisrael, Vuhas Nevesh Vuhas Aguf, Hashta Bagalo Yizman Kariv Numar Amein.
Thank you so much. It's really wonderful to have you on. We look forward, please God, in your Tashem, to having you back on the call in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.